Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. GotWords.com is one of his websites. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. That's where the blog is, right, Jeff?
That's where the blog is, ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check that out. And Jeff, thanks again for being here. We're talking about things you learned or relearned or were reminded of in 2015 that you're carrying into 2016. What are some other things?
Well, like we discussed, you know, first and foremost was the money side, and it was the self-employment tax and how.
Let me stick one thing quick in here. I'm going to say it last segment. Every time I complain about taxes, my accountant says, "Congratulations, you made a profit."
Yep, exactly. Well,
they won't let you get away with any of that. You know, they won't even leave you. My accountant won't give me a minute to whine about taxes. She says, "Look, you made a profit. Be quiet."
You made a profit, and I got to tell you, you know, that's something that
high class problem.
We learned year, yeah, first world problems, I think they call it. You know, that's something we learned. I learned years ago where, you know, I was having that same conversation, and my accountant said, "Wouldn't you rather, you know, be in that situation?" You know, it's like when we were looking for financial aid for our son, and we earned too much to really get significant need-based aid, and I was lamenting that, and he said, you know, you'd rather be in that position than truly be needing money to put your kid through college. So, you know, but I think there's also a lesson learned here in sitting down with your accountant, and I think that's a lesson to be learned as well, is to have that partner. Look, you know, I run a writing business. I run a home office sort of consulting business for corporations looking how to target this audience. And that's my bailiwick. That's my expertise. My expertise is not taxes. I know enough to know to pay the taxes, but I don't know enough to know how to save, and, you know, as far as on my tax bill or whatever. First words out of their mouth. First words out of their mouth after telling me what my hit was going to be is, what expenses do we have to put against that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's something we keep in mind, and we discuss this in December every year.
Keep good records,
and how to just consider the purchases you make, and how to keep records of them, but how to consider the purchases that you make that can help offset some of those taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's technology for the home business, you know, whether, you know, did you buy a new computer? And as you quick to remind, you know, buy and put it into use. It's one thing to buy a computer and, you know, or a tablet, or buy something new for the business and just say, hey, I'll get it, you know, I'm going to buy it now, December 31, but I'm not going to take delivery until February.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's all these things that we can use in our business to help us both in a practical sense, but also in a financial sense. But also, you know, it's the key that we, you know, don't spend for spending's sake.
Another piece of sage advice that the accountant told me many decades ago, when I was thinking about buying something I probably didn't need, and I said, but I can deduct it. He said, yeah, but you're not in the 100% tax bracket.
Right.
you're only going to get so much of that deductible, and that's not a credit, that's just a deduction.
Right.
You still got to pay for the other 70, 80, 90% of it.
Well, and that's the key point. When my accountant says, you know, okay, what other expenses do you have? I'm like, I have a credit card bill that's going to be $600. I mean, I don't, you know, this month, I don't spend a lot of money in this business. It's a pretty small business, you know.
Yeah.
It's me in a home office, you know, so there's not a lot of expenses.
As a entrepreneur, you've got to keep up with every nickel of expense.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that is your only defense against the taxes, against the income tax, I should say.
Right,
not,
exactly.
Not the payroll, but the income tax. That's your only defense, because you got no inventory. You don't have, you know, it's not like you've got a lot of expenses out there that say a retail business would have.
Right.
Or a manufacturing company or something. Your gross profit rate, your gross profit percentage is pretty high as an individual working for hire like you do.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's, you know, and but by the same token, everything I spend, you know, look, as I said, there are times I forget to log, for example, a check that came in, and then I go through, I balance my checkbook at the end, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot I got a check from this client. I forgot to put it in. I put, you know, either in the, I'll usually put it in the checkbook, but I'll, you know, wipe it off QuickBooks, and so I'll see that, you know, my receivables just dropped. I got a $500 check from a client. But everything that I do, when I'm spending money, I use a credit card because if my
a really smart thing to do.
Well, because I'm going to lose a receipt. Okay,
not only that, but you get the right kind of credit card. We take trips on our credit card points.
Right, right.
If you get the right kind of credit card, you get points. You can get hotel rooms. You can get airline flights.
Absolutely.
Over time, so
loyalty pays.
And I'll tell you something. And here's the other thing: more and more companies are taking credit cards for things that they didn't used to take credit cards for.
Right.
I'm not talking about retail people. I'm talking about not non-Main Street type businesses.
Right.
And so that's something that
they want to get paid.
That's right.
And on a side note, I mean, we should be taking credit cards. I mean, you know, some ways, again, you're going to get a swipe fee against it, but you go to places where it used to be always cash, and they have a little square on top of their iPhone or their Android, and they're swiping right there on the spot. You know, restaurants are doing it at the table. So, you know, there's ways
more
to look at your business.
It's making it easier for small businesses, no question. Jeff, I need that website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
And?
GotWords.com.
There's the other one. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasting Game. See you. Road carpet on feet. And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.